Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready to depend on Steph Diggs?
Yeah, I think we have to be, Jones.
I think you kind of have to now.
I don't really see what our choices are. I thought you were going to ask me if I'm ready to pass a physical. Don't think so.
Yeah, you already had yours this
year?
I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know if I passed necessarily. I took one.
You know if you failed.
Yeah. Well, I got a chart back with a lot of red, so that's not great. Cholesterol shot.
I always like
really high cholesterol.
I always like when they're like, how many times a week do you drink? And I'm like,
today?
A week.
I'm just going to make this sound
more like what you want to hear than the real answer.
Like the scene in Detroiters. Oh, we're counting beers, too?
It's easier if I just do 5 at a time.
Yeah. You have 20 drinks a night?
Yeah.
Counting beers now? No, but I don't think I could necessarily pass one. I don't know if I would get the clearance from the medical team.
Show content idea.
We all do physicals.
Live physicals. Turn your head and cough.
Yeah,
now.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Sure. Better safe than sorry, I've always said. So
no,
I'm up for that.
That's a good call.
Yep, we're getting older.
Rap Sheet says he did pass his physical.
Okay.
Good news. Time to pay him.
I guess that makes sense.
Time to break out the checkbook, Robert. He passed the physical. Time to give him some money.
At least volume one of the installments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Florio, we talked about this yesterday. Florio had the item where if and when he passes his physical, the first installment will be due within 2 weeks. So break out the checkbook there, Robert.
Send it.
Time to pay him.
I guess it makes sense, and maybe we should have put two and two together. Like, if he's on the field yesterday.
We wondered this aloud yesterday watching.
Past your physical.
I'm like, if he's out there doing that.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a full participant, but he was going through the paces yesterday. I agree. I think inherently we kind of assumed he passed it, but now one of the top insiders in the sport said he passed it.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Mm-hmm. Now you've actually paid him real money, and I'd imagine, despite all the hubbub last week.
Yes.
I think we talked about the idea of cutting him, but I don't think either of us ever.
No, God, no.
Well, neither of us wanted them to do it, and neither of us really thought they would do it. But now that we're through all the hubbub of last week, they paid him some real money. He's going to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the biggest red flag for him. If they haven't paid him, they could move on whenever they want. And I really think last week in retrospect, and there were a lot of leaks from team-friendly sources. And I think you saw they were just trying to scare him into showing up and threatening his money and threatening his roster spot, and they got him to show up, and okay, let's start anew. Let's start with that question, though. Can you depend on him now? We had the whole issue of last week, the up-and-down roller coaster of last week. Are we out of the woods? Is it over? Can you depend on Steph Diggs?
No.
Well, allow me, Alex, to answer that. Yeah, it's definitely not a guarantee by any stretch. However, he has been a wildly productive player in the NFL. Like, when he's on the field, he's productive. And you could talk about, you know, how long he stays with the team or just the overall team success or whatever you want to talk about. But even as a rookie, he breaks into the league, has 720 yards receiving, and up until last year where he only played half the year, that was the low. That would lead the Patriots in receiving every year for the last, 5 years.
Seriously.
Like, that's a great number, and that's half of his production when he went to the Bills.
Right. Since Edelman's knee went to smithereens.
Yep.
it's easily the best receiver they had,
awesome.
assuming any health. Yeah.
And that was a guy that started 9 games and was a rookie, whatever he was, 5th-round pick, I think he was, coming out of Maryland.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There wasn't even this, like, a ton of expectation around him. That's the low mark. So it is coming off, like, I think it's more the knee than anything else, right? When you say, like, can you trust the guy? Like, he has been this kind of personality, this character, his whole career. And those teams, maybe they have their headaches, right? They see him, they gotta control him, yelling at quarterbacks or whatever. But he's yelling at a quarterback while he's catching 100 balls for 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. So as long as the knee is okay, now that's the question. Like, he's going to be 32 in November. So is he going to be closer to the really good wide receivers that joined the Patriots late in their careers that didn't really do much? You know, like the Joey Galloway, Torrey Holtz, Reggie Waynes. Now, Wayne was much older when he came here and didn't even make the team. But, like, guys like that they took a shot at and then didn't make it. Or is he going to be productive? Does he have a couple, 1 year? You're like, we don't even need to talk about the whole contract. Does he have 1 year in him where he can be a number one receiver? I think yes. I mean, maybe that's just me being too positive. I think he does. I think he has 1 more year at least of that.
So can you depend on him? My answer would be I'm now back to where I started with him. Like, I think I've forgiven the boat thing. Like, I wasn't sure all last week how that was going to play out and was he going to show up. The fact he was here yesterday, I'll tell you, I don't think he looked perfect. I won't go as far as Hart did yesterday. He's got a hitch in his giddy up and he doesn't quite look right and he's limping around.
Yeah, no, he was down on it. I thought it was, like, promising considering the guy tore his ACL on Halloween.
I'll be honest. That video looked a lot better than I thought. So, like, now I'm more open to the idea that maybe he will be ready week one and maybe you will get more than just 12 or 13 games out of him. Maybe you're going to get 15, 16, 17 games out of Stephon Diggs. I'm more open to that. I like that he showed up yesterday. I'm back to neutral with Diggs, and I guess maybe even a little better than that because he looked good on the field from the clips that we saw, and these weren't staged workout videos. These were actual footage from media members down there. You can't hide. You can't edit it out. You can't make it look however you want. You got to go out there on the field, and we're going to film how you look. And I thought he looked better than I thought. So can you depend on Diggs in the relationship with Drake May? Is he going to blow up on Drake May or Josh McDaniels or even Vrabel? Well, I think that's always been in play with Steph Diggs. Can you rely on him health-wise? I feel better about that watching the video yesterday, but I'm still skeptical what he's going to look like when he comes back, if he'll even be ready week one. Though, again, I feel better about that. All the other stuff, like the off-field, Cardi B, boat, pink cocaine, like all that stuff now, I'm back to saying, okay, I'm back where I was when they first signed him. Sure, I have some concerns.
Definitely.
I have concerns about anybody who takes 2 weeks to sign and is coming off a major injury in their 30s, who's yelled at quarterbacks before and worn out his welcome. I'm back to all those concerns. But the partying off-field stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's water under the bridge, honestly, for me.
Yeah, moved on. Moved on and was there when he needed to be there. Actually, didn't even need to be there, but it was more like the optics thing. And you're like, all right, how committed is he? And maybe Vrabel was even starting to question that a little bit, or those even higher than Vrabel were questioning that. But he shows up. He's going through it. And honestly, if he was just there and not even doing anything and just sort of standing there talking to Josh McDaniels, he'd be like, all right, at least he's there. But he's running. He's running routes a little bit. He's doing obviously there's no contact or anything, but he's doing that stuff. And you're saying, okay, maybe he is on track. Like, all these videos that he put out about being, like, ahead of schedule and whatever, you're like, oh, that's what everybody says. Everybody's in the best shape of their life all the time. But he's ahead of schedule? Like, I don't know. Maybe he is. We've seen guys come back from ACL injuries in 9 months. Adrian Peterson did it and rushed for 2,000 yards. Now, he's a psycho, but, guys have come back a little bit sooner. So when you ask, like, can you trust Steph Diggs? I think based on talent and track record, you have to say you trust him more than any other pass catcher they have on their entire roster. That's not the biggest compliment in the world, however,
no.
Based on what they have. But if you're looking down this entire roster now, like, maybe I think we still said, or I know I said, we asked the question a couple weeks ago, like, who's going to lead the team in receiving yards? And I was like, Diggs. And that was even if he played 13 games. So even if he plays 15 games, it's for sure going to be Diggs.
Even if Diggs misses 4 or 5 games, he should lead the team in yards. Because I do believe this. Whenever he gets on the field, he's going to be hyper-targeted.
Yeah.
A, the offense needs it. And B, you need to do that for him to keep him happy and to keep him on board with what you're doing. So even if he's only out there for 12 or 13 games, I think he's going to be getting 7, 8, 10 targets a week. And I think he'll be able to overcome a month off the field, if it's even that. But the timeline looks much more promising for Steph Diggs. You guys can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. I think it was Urban Surf who said, I always view my physical as a life or death thing. Like, basically, if I'm alive, I pass it.
That's true. You walk out of there.
Isn't that kind of how a physical works?
I think so.
Like, you're like, I'm here.
But now
I'm alive. I made it out of the physical. I survived
the
physical.
It's like a car inspection. You get it done once a year. And then when it's done, when you pass it, you're like, this car is in perfect condition.
I should ask for a sticker next time. I'm like, can I get a sticker for the year? Walk around with?
That's a good idea. My inspection sticker. I've been inspected. I am alive. As you can see, I'm alive.
No, but it is.
You seriously leave the inspection and you're like, there's nothing wrong with this car.
You drive now, you're like, are you serious? Because I failed a few inspections in my time. So when you do see the car drive out and has the different color, you're like, yeah!
I did it!
Tricked him again!
We did it!
No, it took 3 years, but it finally worked.
Yes, like you did not really look under there, did you?
Yeah, you're not the most thorough. Trust me, I've shopped around on some of these inspectors, and you are not the most thorough.
You give them that $35 so fast.
Yeah, like, I got to pay for it now? I got to walk away with this?
You can also watch and chat on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Tommy Curran and Phil Perry, Pat's Talk, do a good job breaking these down. We're going to talk to Tom Curran at 1:30 today.
Special time today.
On a Tom E. Tuesday, 1:30.
So no grab bag.
Not high noon. No,
just kidding.
Grab bags at 1. We're moving around the whole show
people
for you there, Tommy.
Pissed.
So Curran's at 1:30.
Good.
Grab bag at 1. We still got tiers at 11:30. We're going to tier off the top championships
titles
in team sports.
That's right.
Is that right? Did I say that right?
Tier team titles.
It's wordy. Team titles.
We're tiering team titles.
Is what we're going to be doing at 11:30, plus the key for madness at 12:45. Anyway, so Curran coming later on in the show. This is him with Phil Perry discussing the timeline for Steph Diggs.
So football-wise, had we not had a Memorial Day dust-up, we would be speaking today about the fact most likely that Stephon Diggs is tracking, one would think, for at least partial training camp availability. If we're just kind of reading the tea leaves, I'm not saying he's going to be out there day one, probably be on the pup list, but it would look to me as if he might be a player who could be taking snaps in preseason games. And if you said, do you think based on what you saw that Stephon Diggs will start the season on the Patriots active roster, I would say yes, I would say that.
Okay.
How about that?
Curran was pretty optimistic last week when we talked to him. He said don't aggregate this, don't blow this up, don't you dare post it, Terp. But he said, yeah, I'm optimistic he can be ready week one, and he kind of doubled down on that. Phil gave you a tweet shortly after OTAs yesterday. Steph Diggs limited but participated heavily in the less-than-full-speed 11-on-11 periods. He also ran hard in the individual periods and challenged other receivers when they had some short one-on-one sprints between the wideouts. You saw that yesterday. That was the Cadillac video.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw the first video where he looked like he was trailing Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
They also did the drill the other way where Diggs was the lead receiver and he held off Booty in that drill. So I'll maintain.
You see, they like threw medicine balls or whatever.
They did.
I was like, what is this drill?
Yeah, I've not seen that drill before. I don't think that one was in Gerard Mayo's arsenal. I don't think that was one of the things that Mayo. I don't think Mayo had much.
Not sure what the receivers did last year
when it
practice.
Came to these drills, but no, I don't think that was one that Mayo had in his arsenal. No, I'm now more open to the idea that Diggs is going to be ready week if he plays in preseason games, like Tom said.
Well, then forget about it.
He's out there week one for sure.
I don't
even if he starts on pup.
Yeah, if he starts on pup, is that an automatic 4? Isn't there a rule for that?
No.
Or you can come off anytime.
I think if you're placed on PUP before training camp,
it's like something like that.
You can come back. You can be taken off PUP at any time. If you're placed on it once training camp begins, then I think you got to sit out for it.
And then I think it's once the training camp ends, you have to be taken off or you stay on for 4 to 6 weeks.
That might be what it is, yeah.
So week 5, we've all circled this, including Steph Diggs. Week 5 at Buffalo, Sunday Night Football.
He's back.
He's playing that game.
So I had said before, I'm like, maybe he won't be back until like mid-October. Nope.
October 5th.
Did not realize. I hadn't connected the dots on the Bills. He will be back by week 5. I think now there's a real chance he's playing early on in the year.
Yeah.
I don't want him to rush out there necessarily.
No.
But even if you got to limit his snaps, you got to manage him early. Hey, you're a 50%
still
player.
Still worth it.
50% player week one?
That's still worth it.
I think that'd be huge for the offense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be, for Drake May, for Josh McDaniels, just sort of what you can call. Also, You don't need to drag it out and keep a guy like Jalen Polk or Javon Baker on the roster for a couple of weeks just because Diggs isn't ready. You know, because that's what's going to happen. If Diggs doesn't play the first couple of weeks, you're going to keep one of those guys a little bit longer, and then you're going to be like, all right, we got to inevitably cut bait with you. But, yeah, I think yesterday, all in all, was a good day for Steph Diggs specifically, but for the Patriots in general.
Well, and, yeah, maybe there's a correlation here, but it sounded like a better day for the offense as well. And I think that's something you can tie directly to this. You want Drake May to break out in year two, and you want the team to take a step forward, and you want the offense to look reputable.
Yeah.
I do think Diggs is a big part of that, and he's been at other OTAs, but not when the media has been present. And, yeah, the offense had a much, much, much better day yesterday. I'm not saying that's all Diggs.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a direct correlation to having a guy capable of being a number one receiver and really changing the look of this offense.
Now, it went from his second year to his third year, but Josh Allen was a starter for 2 years, then got Steph Diggs. In his season prior to getting Steph Diggs, Josh Allen went 10-6, threw for just over 3,000 yards, which was 193 per game. His third year, they add Steph Diggs. He throws for 4,500 yards,
hell yeah,
17 more touchdowns,
nice,
and almost 100 yards more per game.
Duck
and
boats.
He finished second in the MVP. So he went from his rookie year where he started 11 games, threw more picks than touchdowns. His second year, he actually had a decent, he had 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, but they didn't ask him to throw it a lot. And you were like, is this guy any good? His completion percentage both of those years, under 60. His first year with Diggs, 69.2.
Nice.
And second in the MVP. Now, that was another whole year of NFL football, right? So I'm not trying to draw that line. Also, that Steph Diggs was 5 years younger and no ACL injury.
Not coming off a massive
injury. Yeah. So I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you saw what a talented young quarterback who was kind of up and down, a lot of down, but you could see that it was in there somewhere. And then how it got unlocked with a number one receiver like Steph Diggs.
617-779-7937. We got your phone calls all day long. Can you depend on Steph Diggs? Is it all water under the bridge? The last week of all the issues on and off the field with Steph Diggs, he's here. He's passed his physical, according to Ian Rappaport, which means he's got some real cash from the Patriots. And I think the roster spot is secure. What's his timeline to be out there? Does it matter if he's out there week one? And do you feel better about it watching some of the clips of Diggs yesterday at OTAs? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll talk to you there. We got Tier Tuesday at 11:30. We got a Key for Madness at 12:45. Grab bag at 1.
Oh, phew.
And Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at 1:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I thought this was for the entire offense in May, especially. This was the best of the three OTA practices that media folk have been able to watch. Clearly far and away. By my count, he completed 14 of his 16 competitive reps, for whatever that's worth for everybody out there. But just in general, Tom, I thought much more accurate.
Phil Perry breaking down yesterday's OTA. I've been begging for this, Keith. A better performance in front of the media out of Drake May. Because the first two that the media had seen, one, he threw four picks, well-documented.
Yeah, good defense, though.
Good defense.
Christian Gonzalez, and they had to go up against the eraser.
Sometimes, I forgot about the eraser. Yeah. Sometimes, Keith, they actually design plays to throw interceptions.
First I've heard of that, but that's
sometimes
fine.
Sometimes they do. Okay. Sometimes they do. You don't know.
Throw the pick play. You mean like the screen? No. The pick, like the interception play.
Last week, off the top of my head, I think May was 9 for 17. Which was better, but it was uneven, according to Phil Perry. And Curran came on with us last week, or maybe it was with Afternoons, and said he was like a shortstop skipping throws.
He was skipping throws out
there.
That's
how inaccurate he was.
You hear a David Hamilton type.
You hear Phil Perry say there, much more accurate, much better day for the offense. Okay. May was 14 out of 16. Andrew Callahan called it a B-plus day for the quarterbacks. He said,
oh, B-plus? You could do pretty well with a B-plus.
I like that. You can go a long ways with a B-plus. I'm happy they don't do physicals that way, by the way. Those are just pass-fail.
B-plus.
Yeah, I'm happy they don't.
I'm thrilled with the B-plus at a physical as well.
Give you the different gradations. But May completed 5 intermediate/deep balls and took 3 sacks out there on the practice field. We were reading some of these numbers late in the show yesterday. Look, I think the offense needed a day like this, and I think you can directly correlate it to Steph Diggs and his presence
just
out
being there.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that helps. I know it wasn't a full go in all of these drills, but I imagine that's going to tick up some of the completion totals, maybe not the intermediate and deep balls, but I guess I don't know how much of that he was out there for competitive portions of.
I don't know how much he did on that, but there is sort of like our first team is here. Like all our best guys are here, and like maybe just inherently there's like a little bit more, I don't know if it's focus or whatever. Plus they're coming off of a couple of bad performances, so there's got to be a little bit of motivation there. Like, all right, let's kind of get things together here. Like the defense has sort of had the leg up the last two practices.
And I was skeptical too of it was a couple of Sundays ago, I think Mike Reese was like, yeah, we were there one day in May through four picks, but the day we weren't there, I heard he looked sharp and he was turnover free.
You have no idea.
And it's like, and that's not crapping on Reese. That's just, all right, well, the team wanted to,
right,
you know, quiet down some of the complaints and concerns about the offense. So what's a realistic expectation for the offense this year? Like a middle of the pack type of offense?
Yeah, like points per game, somewhere like that. I think if they're 15, I think you'll be satisfied. Because I look at the defense seems to be a lot higher than that. And then the combination seems pretty good. You know, we were going over it last year. Remember come playoff time, I think a higher percentage of top 10, top 12 defenses made the playoffs than top 10, 12 offenses. It was really close. It might have been off by like one. So if you have that, and as long as you don't have a bottom five offense, which is what we've seen, unfortunately, the last few years. If you don't have that, I think the defense, that'd be enough to be competitive and get into that 9-10 win category, which we both are predicting.
That to me would be the way to do it. Your defense makes a big leap and you're top 10-ish Yeah. And your offense is middle of the pack. It's been so long since the Patriots have had a watchable offense, Keith. Like an actually watchable offense. It felt watchable last year once May got in there.
I was going to say, 2021, they actually finished in a pretty high spot. Now, I know there's like two games where they scored like 50 points. And look, but whatever, that's how it goes.
No, that was a watchable offense. Yeah, 2021. That was a decent offense. I think people overrated it in real time, and I have plenty of complaints about Mac. But that was an above-average, decent offense.
But yeah, Bill O'Brien's offense was a tough go. Matt Patricia's obviously
trash.
Was a tough go. And then last year with Van Pelt, it was tough.
And largely since Brady's been gone, we've been watching broken down Cam Newton, Mac Jones, who was good for like 11 weeks his rookie year and then fell off a cliff, could never play again.
Right.
Bailey Zappi mixed in here and there. Jacoby Brissett. It felt watchable when Drake May was out there last year because there were flash plays.
Yeah.
May would complete a big pass like he did against Houston to Booty for a touchdown in his first start.
Then there'd be a bad pick, or there'd be a bad sack, or there'd be a,
he'd scramble for a touchdown like he did against the Jets.
Yep.
So there were flash plays, and it felt like forever since you had even seen that.
Right.
That maybe made the offense feel like it was watchable. Still a trash offense. They still couldn't score. There were still too many turnovers. They still stalled out too often. Most of May's production is when they were down two or three touchdowns,
right,
playing from behind, and the defense loosened up. It's been a long time since there's been a watchable offense, so middle of the pack may not sound great
on
paper.
It. Yeah, you'll take it.
That'd be a massive, massive step forward for this offense. I think that's a reasonable goal. 15th, 16th in points per game. I think that's a good goal for the offense.
The offense with Matt Castle back in 08 with Josh McDaniels was 8th. Now, I know they still had Randy Moss. They still had Wes Welker. They still had like a loaded offense.
I mean, they went from shattering records the year before to...
But they also went from Brady to Castle. 10.
Right, yeah.
But I like to think that Drake May projects to be a much better starting quarterback in the league than Matt Castle. But just sort of another offense that Josh McDaniels had minus Brady, right? Like, he was able to get Mac Jones, maybe a little bit more apropos because some of the guys that... Drake May will be throwing to, like Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry were on that team as well. So maybe they can kind of boost them up a little bit. Plus, I think just having Drake May start 17 games obviously helps it too. I mean, Jacoby Brissett for 5 games or whatever it was also isn't going to help your overall numbers.
No. I wonder, is May the kind of guy we can count on for 17 games?
No.
So
I mean, you can't. I mean, I would love to think so, but you can't yet. I mean, we saw him leave 2 games last year. And he was only asked to start 12. So, no, I mean, and I'm sure Mike Vrabel will be in his ear on what he wants him to do. The whole, you know, how often do you run? Do you take contact? Do you slide? Do you dive? Do you get out of bounds? Whatever. They'll have to coach that all up. But, no, until he does it, I don't think you can assume he's going to play 17.
Yeah. Now, look, just to go back to the Josh Allen comp again. Josh Allen got hurt right away as a rookie. Played as a rookie, got hurt right away. He's been pretty durable since. And, you know, May's not built exactly like Josh Allen, but he is a bigger guy. And, you know, I don't know that you can count on him for 17 games when he was missing multiple games a year ago or had to leave games early due to injury anyway. But I don't want them to reel in that running aspect of his game. I want them to coach him up on when to pick his spots, but I don't want to reel in the running and the mobility. And that's one of the big... I think assets that Drake May has as a player. It's one of the things I really liked about him coming out of college, and it's one of the things that really flashed as a rookie. I mean, he's much closer to, Josh Allen. I don't want to say Jaden Daniels, but he's much more mobile than I think a lot of people expected, and you saw that on the field his rookie year. I don't want to take that away. I'm a little afraid Vrabel and McDaniels will reel that in, and maybe that's one of the things, Keith, that we talked about similar to Justin Herbert's production last year. We're early in the year. We're really going to dial it in. We're going to lean on the run game. We're not going to ask May to do too much. And then as the year goes along, you put more and more on his plate. I'd sign off on that. I mean, if they want to keep the reins on early and then open up things more and more and more, the more he proves he can handle it, ultimately I'll be fine with that. But I think that needs to be a part of his game in the NFL. I don't want them to take that away.
You know, a lot of the big rushers over quarterbacks last year did play every game. You know, Lamar and Josh Allen obviously run quite a bit. Kyler Murray runs a lot. He played in every single game.
Did Hurts play every game? Or maybe he sat a game
Hurts
at the end?
Missed, I think, a couple. I think he played 15. Okay. But, like, but
he definitely left one.
Okay.
Hurts did. Yeah. Hurts did. But, I mean, a lot of those guys. Jaden Daniels, you mentioned him already, but he played 17 games as a rookie.
Although he had one, trust me, as a Jaden Daniels fantasy owner,
he
had one. He had one early exit. Yeah. I don't remember who they played, but it was devastating to fantasy owners. Yeah.
It was the first drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But I mean, still played in every single game, and like that is part of what makes those guys good quarterbacks. And Drake Maye should be in that same bucket. Like he should be doing that as well.
I'm not looking at Jaden Daniels in year two going, let's take away really good rookie year, but let's take away the scrambling. I wouldn't take that away. Meanwhile, Callahan had another note on the offense, and this ties back into McDaniels. He says the wrinkles Josh McDaniels hinted at before practice are real. He says it's new stuff to Patriots fans.
Oh, yeah.
And he can't be specific. None of these reporters down there can be specific about formations and what they're running and where players are lining up and things like that.
Annexation of Puerto Rico right out of Little Giants?
I mean, maybe.
That'd be good.
Statue of Liberty play?
Oh, I like that.
Something like
just
that.
Just the Boise State stuff?
They can't be reporting on the specifics, but he's saying there are new wrinkles, and I take that to mean different even from the offense that we're used to with McDaniels. Not just different from Van Pelt last year, like, duh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hope it's better than that. I hope it's better than Patricia and Judge and Bill O'Brien.
No, it should be.
You know,
baseline, it's already better than that.
Okay, but I kind of scoffed at this before, like, oh, Josh McDaniels been out of football for 15 months, and he's totally rededicated himself and learned all
this
different
stuff.
State,
he's
spent
going all
time
places.
At the colleges, and
he's
learned new wrinkles. I'm like, he's going to run the same offense he always runs.
Or will he?
Well,
he can't.
I still think he's probably going to run the same offense he always runs, but Callahan says there's new wrinkles and it's new stuff for Patriots fans, so I'm intrigued by that.
I'm also intrigued. I'm curious. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
Sure.
So I want to see what that looks like. I also feel like it kind of has to be different. Like his best years were with Tom Brady. Tom Brady and Drake Maye play the position differently.
Well, that's
true. So if you're really going to utilize Drake Maye to the best of his abilities, you're not going to have him just drop back and stay in the pocket and throw the ball 35 times. First of all, I don't think Vrabel wants that. I think Vrabel probably wants less throwing. And then you got to use Drake Maye's athletic ability, which, you know, Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, didn't really have that part of his game. So hopefully we see it. And we've always heard, we even saw it out in Denver, actually didn't work for him, but Josh has always had the idea of an athletic quarterback in his mind, right? Like, I think he's the one that wanted to work out Lamar Jackson. He is the one who drafted Tim Tebow in the first round. I think he likes that idea of the athletic quarterback.
Ran Cam Newton into the ground.
You ran Cam Newton into the ground.
This is true. I mean, this is a good point by Nick. The Cam Newton,
Cam Newton couldn't throw. At least Drake Maye can throw.
Okay, but that is something that we know. For all the crap I would say about the Cam Newton year, McDaniels did know how to utilize him as a running quarterback. I mean, that's a fair point.
And then 2021, he gets handed Mac Jones, and like once again, you're like, all right, he's not the athlete that any of these other guys are. He's not clearly the brain or the arm that Tom Brady is. So you're left with like, all right, what am I going to get out of this? And even then, he got the most that we've ever seen out of Mac Jones. So yeah, I mean, I'll wait and see what the offense looks like and. Are we going to be able to look after a couple of games, and not even necessarily the preseason games, but the regular season games, and say, okay, there's a couple new wrinkles. Like, I didn't see that before. I don't remember the 2007 Patriots running that play or whatever. Like, I'm intrigued by that.
So new wrinkles in the offense.
Okay.
And again, I take that to me. The reporters have to be careful how they pass this info along because they're restricted with the access they have, or they're given access, but they're restricted in what they can say at these OTAs. I take that to mean it looks even different than the last time we saw the McDaniels offense here in New England.
Yeah.
So your thoughts on that, 617-779-7937, a better day for the offense yesterday. Your confidence level in Steph Diggs now that he's passed his physical, according to Ian Rappaport, which means he's going to get his first installment of $4 million, which means they paid him real money, which means his roster spot feels secure. All your thoughts there. And have we been a little too harsh, Keith, on the wide receiver room? Is there more in that room than maybe we realize? There's one wide receiver creating a lot of buzz at OTAs. Let's get to it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The latest undrafted guy who's making a name, Tom, for himself is Efton Chisholm. He caught 7 passes in competitive drills today. And to me, more notable than the 7 catches were the reps that he got with Drake May. Because that, in my opinion, from what I had seen, hadn't happened in the first 2 open practices. But Kendrick Bourne was not at practice today. I did not spot him today. I think that opened up reps for somebody like Chisholm to be able to elevate. And so he took a number of reps with Drake May, and he caught a nice dig going across the middle from Drake May, but he was active. He was busy. All 3 quarterbacks, I think, are going to like throwing to this guy because he's off and open, and he's caught everything.
Bill Perry on Efton Chisholm III.
Oh, very distinguished.
Let me tell you, Keith, a lot of buzz.
EC3, can we call him?
EC3, love it.
Oh, I think there was a bad wrestler named EC3. Bill, does that ring any bells?
EC3?
I think there was.
There was an EC3.
Yeah. That guy's... I don't know what happened to that guy. So, Efton Chisholm III.
EC3. Let's
EC3.
Do it.
EC3.
EC3. We got the eraser. We got EC3.
Yeah.
Ethan Carter III was the wrestler.
Ooh.
Ethan Carter III.
Evan Carter could be a current yet random baseball player.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter I never saw. Denzel?
No. Samuel L. Jackson, I believe.
Ah.
Dump that, Nick.
Dump that. Wow, strike that from the record.
Wow.
Sorry.
Rough, dude.
What was I? What was I?
Rough go, man.
What was I thinking?
You weren't.
Remember the Titans?
You weren't.
Efton Chisholm, a.k.a. Wes Welker?
Was that Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Nope. Keep going.
Dump it.
No, but Efton Chisholm III.
EC3.
Out of Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Right? The home of Cooper Kupp, Kendrick Bourne. Might be a wide receiver factor that we don't really know about.
Could be.
But yeah, he's turning heads, as they say.
Rodney Stuckey?
And Rodney Stuckey, the great Rodney Stuckey. Also
and Rodney Stuckey.
Eastern Washington.
Mike Reese has a lot of catches today for Efton Chisholm III.
Okay.
He says, to this point, in practices attended by reporters, he looks like he belongs. So a lot of buzz for him out there. We've seen undrafted receivers, I mean, it's been a while, but we've seen them make the club before. We see undrafted players make the team every single year. I want to say him standing out, flashing is a good thing.
Great thing.
Is it, though? Is it the lack of other real receivers in the room?
But we kind of already knew that.
Okay. The last time I said this, Keith, was when N'Keal Harry wasn't standing out, Jacoby Myers was.
Hello. Not a bad player.
I'm like, that's a bad sign, which I do think technically was right.
It was.
N'Keal Harry
could have played. Undrafted, fine.
But the guy standing out wound up being a way more productive player than I ever thought. Not only did he make the team here, he was productive here, and he's turned into a much better player elsewhere and carved out a really good career. So that's the last time I said something like this.
it's early. It's not even training camp. Never mind preseason. But it's early buzz. If it keeps up and you continue to see it, it's a guy who could make the team. And who should be most nervous about his presence on the roster? Is it
the rookies?
Booty and Polk and Baker? You think Kyle Williams?
Not the rookies. I mean, the guys that were
from a year ago.
Year. That's what I mean.
I'd be a little nervous about Pop Douglas, too.
Pop on the tape?
Yeah, and I'm not saying he won't make the team.
How many? All right, so let's start here. How many receivers make the team? Five?
Seven.
Yes.
No.
Seven's too many.
I say five, but...
But do we maybe want to say six out of camp because of they might manipulate it with Diggs?
If Diggs starts on PUP or misses a couple of weeks, they'd carry six. So,
right, so
five
by,
or six.
By
yeah.
my count right now, I think they have 12. Right? It's early in camp.
Yep.
So John Giles, not going to make the team. Damir Blankemsi.
Damir Bird?
No.
They got Damir Bird back?
Nope.
Damir Bird was kind of good that Josh McDaniels year.
Blankemsi.
He's out.
Jeremiah Webb.
Never heard of him.
Okay, so now we're down to nine guys.
Yeah.
So maybe three of these guys are going to get cut. Jalen Polk, Javon Baker.
Yeah, I don't feel... I think Polk has no shot at the roster. Baker, not a good one either.
And then, of course, Efton Chisholm III, who we're talking about, EC3. Kayshon Booty, Mac Hollins, Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Williams, Pop Douglas, Steph Diggs. So let's say Steph Diggs, Kyle Williams, Mac Hollins, three locks.
Yeah.
That's three locks.
I think,
and
I
now
think
Douglas, really three for six.
I think Douglas will make the team, but I'm right. talking about if Chisholm's on the roster, and now you're talking about this is your slot guy, and Diggs could play in the
is
slot
Kendrick
too.
Bourne a lock?
No, I don't think Bourne is a lock. I think Bourne's kind of in that same bucket of Booty, Bourne, maybe Chisholm.
Booty, Bourne, Chisholm, yeah. Like Chisholm should be what?
Nothing.
Did I screw up?
No.
Chisholm should be. Not should be, but if Chisholm's ahead of Polk and Baker, that's a great start, and that's a spot to be on there. And then it's the guys that were 2 years in the league that you look at. Is he ahead of or equal footing with Pop Douglas or Booty? Those are the guys that he's going to be battling.
Yeah, and again, yeah. It's like, oh, well, he's not going to make the team over these guys. I mean, Pop Douglas was a sixth-round pick. Booty was a sixth-round pick. Baker and Polk stink.
Look,
I think Kendrick Bourne has a chance to lead the team the first month of the year in receiving. But I don't think he's a lock by any means.
Polk would be a lot safer if Vrabel drafted him. He didn't.
Yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
If that was his guy, you're like, well, it's like Tyquan Thornton. It's like, well, we should see this through.
Or if Wolf was a GM with any power.
Yeah, he's not.
Then maybe you'd be more concerned about that. So the only thing I'd say about Efton Chisholm.
Good luck.
There's a lot of buzz. He stood out yesterday because Bourne wasn't fully available, as Phil detailed. And... Look, he may never make the team. We may never hear from him again. He's just standing out at a couple of OTAs. But we have said a bunch, well, what happens if Diggs isn't ready, and what will the receiver room look like? I mean, maybe we should leave the door open more for Kyle Williams and Chisholm. There's been good reports on both those guys. So maybe we should leave the door open for being a more different receiver room than it was a year ago. Because I say if Diggs isn't out there and he's not producing and he's not ready, it's the same receiver room as a year ago. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I think Kyle Williams to me is more of the deciding factor there. Because if they don't have Diggs, I still overall don't like it. But if Williams is pretty good, Mac Hollins is at least a professional receiver. And then I would hope because you have McDaniels, maybe you get more out of Kendrick Bourne than you got a year ago. Where like... If you're once again relying on Booty, Pop Douglas, and Jalen Polk, like then you're screwed. Like that, then you're not going anywhere. So you have bodies, and you have guys that are already ahead of them on the depth chart. So without Steph Diggs, but if you're comparing it to every other receiver room around the NFL, a group without Steph Diggs is still in like the bottom five.
Yeah.
But with Diggs, all right, now maybe that breaks the tie with a lot of other teams.
So. Look, I don't think it's going to be a great receiver room, period. I'm just saying the makeup of the room might be more different than I gave it credit for. If he's really in the mix, text line already. I don't know how they could possibly know this, but text line, you couldn't resist the urge, Jones, on Chisholm.
What do you mean?
He blows. Why are you talking about
it? Hey, we don't know that.
I mean, literally fans don't know. No fans have been able to put eyeballs on this guy.
Well, that guy might have been a big 1AA football guy.
Big Eastern Washington fan.
Yeah,
I watched
a lot of their games.
He's like, I've seen EC3.
Yeah, he's not good.
He is not anything to write home about. So this is a player creating some buzz at Patriots OTAs. We'll get our eyeballs on him at minicamp next week, Keith.
Yeah, we're going to be in the house.
We are scheduled.
Sick brag, bro.
To be there on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're still hammering out or still awaiting official announcement from the Patriots on timing.
Okay.
Like, you know, if they're going to practice
way
later.
We'll be there 10 to 2.
Well,
I don't know what their schedule is, but we're not changing our schedule.
There might be no players out there on the field.
Yeah.
We'll just be out there just waiting for them.
Another beautiful day here in Foxborough.
Play-by-play of the robot line maker they have.
Oh, that is cool. I'll go just to watch that.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they got the
lot. I haven't been down to a training camp slash OTA mini camp, anything. I haven't been to one of those in a long time.
It's a delight.
To keep you away, that's why.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm going to try to squirrel away a few Mountain Dews in the blue level. They got the Pepsi products in there?
Heck yeah.
Mountain Dews, go, they're like gold.
So those are thoughts on the OTAs. One receiver flashing. Steph Diggs showed up. Can you depend on him and the offense improving as it's gone along in OTAs? I'd say, look, didn't start in a good place, but it seems to be trending in the right direction. You guys can jump in at 617-779-7937. NBA Finals are right around the corner. Stanley Cup Finals starts tomorrow. We figured it'd be a good day to tier off team titles
in
sports.
Yeah.
On a Tier Tuesday at 11:30. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. He's at 1:30 today. That means the grab bag's at 1.
Oh, phew.
Madness at 12:45. We got a lot in store for you, Keith. We just gave you an hour on the Patriots. Time to get to the Red Sox.
Yikes.
Good start for them last night.
No.
Good game for them. Back at
Fenway.
Show
a little fight. Show some fight.
The plan at first base is a mess. It continues to be a mess. And sounds like the Red Sox could be sellers at the trade deadline. We'll get to all of that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.